This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's topic, Allah's creation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on IIB English Radio. Me, Sister Zainab, and obviously Allah's creation is a very sort of broad title and would be difficult to know what this is about. And it's not about everything. So, but it's about a particular, let's say, an attitude, a mindset, a particular kind of appreciation, which illustrates the purity and the piety that some people have, and which is obviously something we're sort of aiming for. So I'm just bringing one example from the life of the very famous Iranian martyr from the Holy Defense, Sheikh Mustafa Chamaran, who was Islamic Republic of Iran's first defense minister. So it is reported, it's said about him that they'd once found him. They'd sort of left him maybe, and he was just... He was engaged in something, and maybe they came back looking for him. So they found him, and he'd literally been just sort of looking at sunflowers for 3 hours. So he'd just been sat there, presumably, and contemplating, and you know, just enjoying the calmness. And so, and what he said when they found him was, and this is the interesting thing. So he didn't say, look how beautiful the flowers are. And this is maybe the way many of us would express it. He said, look how God has created something so beautiful. So even in this very simple little action of his, just observing something in nature, his piety, his relationship with Allah, the fact that Allah is the creator of everything, this always came in. And suppose this is my word. So this, I would say that this would have come in to everything, the whole, this would have been a constant sort of stream in his life. This constant, and we would call it remembrance of Allah, obviously. Welcome back to A to Z on IIB English Radio. And obviously, I've been talking about Allah's creation. I've used the example from the life of the famous Iranian martyr, Sheikh Mustafa Chamaran, when he was engaged in looking at sunflowers for a few hours. And then when he was asked about it, he just said, look how God has created something so beautiful. And, you know, and this is, so there are two things here. A, this obviously demonstrates to us his relationship, his proximity to Allah, but also there's another aspect there, and this is where we could be asking ourselves, do we have this sort of remembrance of Allah in our daily lives and things that we're doing? For example, when we're just going to the shops, so if we're on our way to work, to uni, or if we're just taking the kids out, maybe we're taking the kids to the park. When we observe things around us, and especially when we observe, for example, nature around us, is our attitude also, oh, look at those beautiful flowers, look at the blossoms on the trees, look at that beautiful, the beautiful clouds in the sky? Or are we also so much engaged in remembrance of Allah that we also think, oh, look at these amazing things Allah has created. Look at how... And obviously, we can become very aware of that. And I think this lends itself almost, if you are in a park, to actually just observe some of the things in nature more closely. Because when you see the perfection in the way, for example, the petals of the flower, even leaves on the trees are made, you might think, oh, Allah really has made something amazing. And this, just the fact that we always make this reference to Allah, we have this remembrance of Allah, that in itself will also, that increases our piety for sure. And obviously that will also help us on this path of self-purification, which inshallah we're all on. So I pray that you've gained just some extra aspects or insights from today, and look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on Arab English Radio, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.